This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, Scott Hennin. Scotty's in Norway. Todd's off today, so Jason Lewis hanging out for Scott today. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. That's what PetroServe USA does, my friend, and they do it with good home cooking, scratch, awesome, grab-and-go convenience. If you're looking for some specials today around the neighborhood, man, a lot of ways to make you hungry today. And the best one has got to be in Valley City, in my humble opinion. That would be the best French dip sandwich in North Dakota. Exit 292, Valley City, doing pulled pork as well. Harwood's got country fried steak today, Salisbury steak, pulled pork on West Main Avenue, Salisbury steak in Euland as well.
Yes,
cheeseburger, sir. Mac and cheese in Glendon. 45th Street's got the meatloaf going on and country fried steak on 12th Avenue. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. It's home cooking, grab and go convenience. And across the neighborhood as well. And Jason Lewis sitting in for Scotty on the program today. And we do have Dr. Scott Jensen joining the program, and he's on the line now. Jason, take it away.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. And great to be back on What's On Your Mind. I am the artist formerly known as Congressman Jason Lewis. Glad to be filling in for Scott today, and glad to be joined by my old friend, Dr. Scott Jensen, who is the Republican-endorsed candidate for governor. I think the only one left now. So he's the guy that's going to bring down, how should we describe Tim Walz here? Tim Walz is a little bit like Andrew Cuomo without the fitness routine. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Jensen, welcome to the program. How are you?
Real good, Jason. I enjoyed your comment.
Even though I can't hear you right now.
Can't you hear me?
There you go. Now you're back. We're having some technical back and forth here today, so bear with us. So it's good to have you on the program. Good to hear your voice again. You're now the endorsed candidate. That's got to feel good, even though it means a lot more work for the next few months.
It certainly does, but the outpouring of support and encouragement from Minnesotans far and wide has really been gratifying, and both my wife and I feel like it provides a source of energy that we would not have been able to anticipate.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think if you look at the results of the elections in San Francisco yesterday, the rise of the L.A. mayoral candidacy of a former Republican now leading in that race, there may be a critical mass that's been reached here. Do you sense that in Minnesota?
I do, Jason. I think oftentimes in life we see that the pendulum swings too far out there. And then it's hard to know when did it finally hit the stopping point and start coming back to common sense and reasonable decency. And I think that that's what we're seeing is we're seeing people not just on one end of the political spectrum being galvanized into action. I think we're seeing people in the middle, and even, if you will, people that play on the 40 or 30 yard line of the other side of the football field. They're also saying, hey, this is not sensible. This is not reasonable. We need to recalibrate. And that's extremely encouraging for conservatives around the country.
So you led the way on blocking or fighting the COVID lockdown hysteria. In fact, you and I did some work together when I was running for the Senate 2 years ago on this, and you saw the writing on the wall. What we've seen is the politicization of the public health establishment, and that can be a very, very dangerous thing if you look at past authoritarian regimes from years gone by. Once these people hide behind the veneer of public health, they feel they can do anything. What can we do to block that or to stop that?
I think you're exactly right, and the way you said that is extremely concise. We're seeing the politicization of the MDH and CDC, and what comes with it is compliance. typically the masses would expect that public health authorities would speak from an apolitical platform, and that's not happening. And it took months, if not years, for so many people to realize it. But again, I think people are realizing it. And for those people, perhaps such as myself, who are frustrated that more people don't necessarily recognize what's happening, I find the most important thing I can do is, rather than preach, I try to just ask questions. And I ask questions like, well, do you feel safer now than you did 3 years ago? Do you feel more trust in the CDC? Do you think that vaccines are more all-powerful and all-beneficial than you thought previously? And when you ask these questions, a lot of times people say, well, no, I've got to admit that, I'm having some doubts. And, you know, when Tony Fauci said that he wasn't doing gain-of-function research, but then it ends up that he really was. And when we find out...
Well, I mean, not only that, but he denied there was even a lab leak, and that was the mainstream media and the public health establishment all in bed saying, oh, no, this was a zoonotic affair. It came from these bats, and the lab didn't have anything to do with it. When come to find out, you know, let me tell you something, Dr. Jensen. You don't have to be a historian to understand that it wouldn't be too many years ago where if we found an adversary that was dinking around with bio warfare in a lab and it was leaked inadvertently or deliberately, but then they covered it up, that would have been considered an act of war.
Absolutely. Can you imagine how we would have reacted if this had occurred in the Mideast?
We would have reacted if Vladimir Putin did it. And speaking of which, why do we have all those bio labs in Ukraine?
Well, and why are we funding the Wuhan laboratory? I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, for that matter, why are we funding the WHO? But I do want to get back to the vaccines, but let's talk about the masks first and then move to the vaccines. It used to be, and I'm not going to make the argument that for or again, I know I have my views, and I think it's all been overplayed. You do too. But that's not the point here. The point here is for the history of this nation, the public health authorities would make recommendations. It didn't matter whether it was the Hong Kong flu in 1968, Eisenhower had a horrible flu season in 57, the Spanish flu in 1918, all of that. They never did considered mandates. It was, here are our recommendations on what the people should do. Do what you will. This is a paradigm shift when you move from the public health authorities making recommendations to, you will do this or else. So we'll lock you down.
And I think it reflects the sign of the times. I think people speak with an authority and a certainty that they don't have. I think the more we profess or pursue certainty, frequently what we get is uncertainty. And you're exactly right. Science, in the hands of scientists, most scientists, scientifically oriented people recognize it. Science is always, if you will, evolving, building one step on top of another. It's seldom a settled manner. So to have someone come out and say, follow the science and declare that they are the science is an absolute paradigm shift. And what came of it was not an increased trust in public health officials, but the opposite. Public health officials have now literally fractured the trust the public might have had in them. So that going forward, people are going to be very skeptical of what public health officials have to say, even if it's quite apparent that what they're saying is reasonable. And to your point,
basically what they've done, Doctor, what they've done is make requesting or asking for a second opinion sedition.
Exactly.
For years and years, it's a reason we called people doctors practicing medicine. You never were 100% certain. It was practicing. Get a second opinion. Now if you want a second opinion on climate change, on COVID, on masks, on vaccine, why, you're questioning the science and you're a seditionist. This is authoritarianism.
Well, George Orwell spoke to that as well. He said that. He said in times like this where it becomes revolutionary to speak a second opinion or the truth, you know, it becomes a dangerous act. And yet we have to do this. And I think the medical profession has to share some real guilt in this, Jason, because typically the medical profession has always allowed the conversation behind the closed exam room door between a patient and a physician to be the driving force in terms of what's going to be done, whether you're dealing with cancer or a viral disease or influenza. But this time around, we've had medical authorities come in and denigrate other medical authorities and encourage medical boards to take away their licenses and to...
Well, let's be honest about this. When you've got people wearing masks out of doors, when you have people advocating fourth and fifth boosters, when everybody's still getting COVID with the vaccine, it becomes a lesson in virtue signaling. It is not medicine.
Now, I agree with you completely there. And I do think that we're going to see some calamitous results that come from this because, quite frankly, patients are catching on. They're saying, you know what? There's absolutely too much going on that big pharma and big tech and big government seem to be controlling. I can't buy it anymore.
Let's continue on the other side. Got you for one more segment. Dr. Scott Jensen, gubernatorial candidate for Minnesota. And boy, do we need him about now. More coming right up.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and through years of experience bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you.
It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention at the Remcota Hotel and Conference Center in Bismarck, Wednesday, June 15th and Thursday, June 16th, with a social to follow on Wednesday. Hear what's new with the Bakken. Speakers include Lynn Helms, Director of North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and Ron Ness, President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. For registration and early bird registration for members and non-members, go to naro-us.org. It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention, June 15th and 16th, in Bismarck.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net, that's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y, protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Glad you're here, Thursday edition. Brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. Got the blowout slipper sale going on right now. I don't know if you have a pair of these already. If you don't, you need a pair. If you do, you know what I'm talking about. They are built for this part of the world. They are not so much this part of the world in July, but my slippers are built for this part of the world in February. Thick suede. They've got the impact foam and the memory foam and the impact gel that help it mold to your foot. And then the heavy-duty leather that they use, the stitching, and the thick sole makes them great year-round in this part of the world. They are well-built, and I can tell you because I have a pair, and I'm getting another one. Worth every penny. But right now, you're going to get $90 off the My Slippers, $90 off. So they're trying to blow them out. 2 years to develop them, designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long, all year long. Fantastic. 506-9028, 800-506-9028. Use that promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. If you're on the homepage there, click on the Radio Listener Specials. You'll see, do your shopping, enter promo code SCOTT, and you are saving. The offer will not last long. Order them now. Promo code Scott, $90 off on the My Slippers at MyPillow.com. Jason Lewis in for Scott Hedden, who's in Norway today. We're chatting with Minnesota gubernatorial candidate and endorsed Republican in the state of Minnesota, Dr. Jensen. Dr. Jensen, I had a quick question for you, being a Minnesota resident. I know we talked about this when you were up here when we got done with the segment. But my main concern, I'm wondering if you're still as worried about election integrity, any nefarious activity that may or may not be going on, be it in the Twin Cities, Duluth, wherever. What are we doing in Minnesota? And we know it's an issue. It's been an issue in past elections. Al Franken comes to mind over Norm Coleman, but I won't get into that. But what are you doing, or what's your team doing, and how have you kind of your tactics on keeping an eye on this? What's the plan?
That's a great question. Thanks for asking it. Our team is doing something literally every week on this, and we're working with other candidates. Specifically, Kim Crockett and her team has been working diligently on it, putting together packets of information literally for every county in the state. And from there, it'll be disseminated downwards. In some places, such as the very densely populated urban areas, there will be some pre-canvassing before the election so we know what kinds of voter turnout results to expect so that we can have, if you will, in-the-moment responses in terms of whether or not we need to go to the courts. And we've been signing up election judges and poll watchers at a rate like we haven't done in decades. I think we have something like nearly 10,000 people signed up to be election judges. We're trying to make just a real broad-based awareness so that everybody knows that everybody's watching. And I think when that happens, people understand that there's going to be telephones and recordings and that. So you better not cheat. That everybody benefits from an election process that has integrity and fairness. And I really think that that message is getting out there so that literally in all 87 counties, there's a heightened awareness that this is good for all Minnesotans. And that's what happens.
I think that's really important. I think that's really important, Dr. Jensen, with regard to getting a cultural view of, you know, we're watching you just the way you're watching us. Because if we don't get this right, nothing else matters. But part of the problem, as you well know, is what some critics are calling legalized theft. When you have a Secretary of State that cuts a deal, and I'm going to talk with the AG candidate about this tomorrow, but when you have a Secretary of State that cuts a deal with activist groups to change election law unilaterally within the executive branch of government, when the law clearly states it must be a legislative function, you have legalized theft. When you have 47% of the vote coming in through mail-in votes, which even Jimmy Carter admitted are most prone to error and cheating, but it's all legal. When you extend voting for 2 months, not two weeks, all of those issues have to be addressed, have to be changed. And yet everything that Governor Walz and the Democrats and Tina Smith and Angie Craig are doing is to make those voting, COVID voting rules, once again, back to COVID, permanent, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And I think that that's why I've been outspoken on the issue of Steve Steinman. I've said, as long as, you know, he's not violating his oath of office, you know, he's going to be on solid ground. But if we find that there's emails and there was scheming to literally do an end run around the legislature, because people need to understand that in 2020, in the midst of COVID, there was a lot of work that went on between the legislature and the Secretary of State's office. And there was a compromise deal struck. But once that deal was struck and signed and the legislature adjourned, the Secretary of State worked in the courts to accomplish right. Some of the things that couldn't be accomplished during the legislative session. And that's to your point, Jason. That's exactly what's wrong with this situation. We have seen our Constitution literally violated through an end around.
And it's, I mean, this has been going on with some executive branch officials from state AGs to secretaries of state for some time. And even the Supreme Court has voiced a concern over a separation of powers issue. The voting laws are made by the legislative branch. You cannot have an attorney general, for instance, refusing to defend state law, or a secretary of state cutting a consent decree with activist liberal groups to change the law. And that's still in place. And they're still trying to get this permanently done. By the way, and if you think I'm exaggerating, long before COVID and these voting rules, which led to so much suspicion, the Democrats' first bill in the 116th in 2019 was a federalization of election law. So they've had their eyes on this for some time, and COVID was the convenient vehicle. So as governor, you could nullify much of this, and you could also address Walz's seemingly endless emergency orders on all things COVID, could you not?
Absolutely, and we would do that. There are so many things that we need to, if you will, reverse. And one of the things that we should do right away is, it should be an easy task, particularly if we can win the trifecta, is we should do what 46 out of 47 countries do in Europe and simply utilize photo ID for voting. We want to make it easy to vote, but hard to cheat. And if you do cheat, frankly, I want you to spend some time in jail so you think twice before doing it again. But we need to put photo ID in place, get it out there. If people don't have a photo ID, the government can pay for it. It'd be a good investment in securing our elections. It'd be good for Democrats, Republicans, independents, minorities, and everyone else. We have to do that.
Well, Stacey Abrams in corporate America and, dare I say, corporate Minnesota, the business partnership types, think that's voter suppression.
And it's not. This is crazy. America's got to quit being so arrogant to think that only America knows how to do it well. If 98% of countries are doing it in Europe, and these are countries that are smart and have been monitoring their results, we should be seriously thinking about considering what they're doing. And we should do that in a lot of things in terms of COVID responses, because our emergency powers by many governors in regards to COVID were abused at a level that people would, prior to COVID, never dreamed possible, but it happened.
No, this was the perfect vehicle for basically their transition shift to, as I say, a world our ancestors wouldn't recognize. Final question for Dr. Scott Jensen, the GOP gubernatorial candidate, and that is, we didn't get tax relief, even though the state government is awash in revenue. I mean, we're talking about $9 billion in a $50 billion plus general fund biennium. We didn't get it because there was no pressure to do it. Would you force that issue, including a shutdown, if we don't get it next year?
Absolutely. We need to consider a shutdown. If government's not working, then we need to shut it down and make it very apparent to the people in Minnesota that it's broken. This is not a surplus. This is an overpayment. This should be returned to the taxpayers. The idea of Governor Walz negotiating, trying to get nearly half of that.
Amen to that, my friend. Dr. Scott Jensen, thank
Big
you.
Big news. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. Now, Americans like me have found a source they do trust. It's Newsmax. I watch Newsmax TV, and I even use the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. Nielsen says that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. Start your mornings with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty, and finish the night with Rob Schmidt. He tells you the real news with no spin. On weekends, watch Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Rob Carson, Sebastian Gorka, and much more. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. Or change to a cable system that does carry Newsmax. More than 20 million Americans have made the switch to a new source they can trust. Newsmax. Make the switch today. You won't go back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another spike in monthly price growth will set a serious threat to the U.S. economy. The Consumer Price Index, or CPI inflation data, will be released Friday and is expected to show consumer prices rising at a faster rate between April and May due largely to surging oil prices and its effects on the economy. A military aircraft with five Marines on board crashed in California on Wednesday afternoon, killing four people on board. The crash site is near Glamis, that's northeast of El Centro, California. A spokesperson for the Marine Corps confirmed the aircraft was an MV-22B Osprey. It belonged to the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing. Liftoff of a Falcon 9 rocket from Launch Complex 40 at Cape Canaveral, Florida, Wednesday afternoon, boosted the Egyptian Nilesat 301 Internet satellite to orbit. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. This is What's on Your Mind, Thursday edition, 9th of June already, brought to you by our friends at the Village Cooperative. New Village Co-op is coming to Fargo. Active adults over 62, beautiful homes, great kitchens, private balconies, tons of amenities, and the co-op lifestyle means maintenance-free, my friend. All on one level. Imagine no shoveling, no mowing, no nothing. Shingles blow off in the storm, not going to deal with that. That's not your problem. You live at the Village. Never have to replace another roof, window, or appliance. Still enjoy the benefits of home ownership. You own the home, the headaches are someone else's. So if you want more info, sit on one of the monthly seminars they've got going on. Call Carrie today at Village Co-op in Fargo, 701-997-2900. 701-997-2900. Online at villagecooperative.com. Beautifully located right south of I-94, just right by Sanford in Fargo is where they're going to be building, and they are selling quickly. So if you're interested, get a hold of them. The villagecooperative.com is the website. Best place. Or, again, call Kerry, 701-997-2900. Good to have Jason Lewis back in the house hosting for Scotty, who's in Norway. I believe we might be catching up with Scott tomorrow, Jace.
Oh, that'd be good. We'll see. You're kidding. Right. That would be about, what, 3 in the morning his time, so he should just be getting home.
Yeah, it's like way later. I want to say it's like 7 hours later.
It's like 4 days later.
Yeah, right. Norway time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, good to be here. The artist formerly known as Congressman Jason Lewis filling in for Scott Hannon, away in Norway, across the pond, as we like to say. So I hope we can check in with him tomorrow, and then we'll have the Minnesota AG and AG candidate on the Republican side for Attorney General running against Keith Ellison on tomorrow, and we'll get into some of those issues where the state's lawyer refuses to defend state law. This is a real concerning development, and it happened long ago in California. Now the rest of them are catching up here. And I thought Scott Jensen's answers were pretty spot on. We have a situation where you can call it Orwellian, you can call it dystopian, you can call it Kafkaesque. It doesn't matter what. It's basically, and I believe it started with the climate change agenda. Remember, if you go back to when Al Gore and James Hansen were preaching the climate change in the late 80s, and now, what, 30 years later, and we're still around. Every prediction, every catastrophic prediction they made had failed to come true. In fact, there's a great book out there called State of Fear by Michael Crichton. Everybody should read that. Speaking of books, you'll be hearing a couple of good books coming out recently, and we'll keep you up to date on that. But some new ones in the works, as they say, that you'll want to read. But I digress there for a moment, only because once they started calling people who disagreed with the global warming hysteria climate deniers, they had their template. And therefore, they could start to ask, or not ask, but castigate people who disagreed with the silliness of masks, even though before they became fashionable and mandated, Fauci himself and others said they don't do much. Michael Osterholm from the University of Minnesota, who got on board the COVID control lobby, had admitted that masks don't do anything. But once they decided that this was about submission and not health, then everybody had to wear a mask. Otherwise, you were defying orders. And then they got their template from climate change. And if you denied the science of a mask, why, you were a denier. And that's how you shut down speech. Doesn't matter whether it's masks or COVID or climate change or anything else. The goal was not to debate. The goal was not science. The goal was not healthcare. It was submission. And that's what this group is all about and why they've got to be stopped. 1-800-228-0550, the contact line. Let's try Trent in Douglas, North Dakota. You're on What's on Your Mind with Jason Lewis. Hey, Trent.
Thanks for holding, buddy. Yeah, Trent, are you there?
Yeah, yep.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, sir.
I was just calling here. I had I've been thinking about this Roe v. Wade thing over there in D.C. And, you know, if you put it into comparison of January 6th, what would the difference be other than the Democrats are advocating for this and the Republicans were advocating for it?
That's really a good point. That's really a good point. And these people that this disaffected band of Trump supporters who thought there were shenanigans in the election show up at the Capitol. The only people that died, contrary to media lies, were people in the protest. Ashley Babbitt, who never got justice. The DOJ dropped the case against her, even though she was an unarmed woman shot. No one was killed. It wasn't like the Puerto Ricans who stormed the Capitol and actually shot up members of Congress, or tried to, back in, I think that was 54. It wasn't like bombs at the Capitol during when the radical left-wing groups were doing that or threatening that. These were unruly trespassers. I don't condone what they did, but hardly seditionist, or hardly sedition. It was hardly an overthrow or a coup. And yet, they were saying, remember, Trent, they were saying, well, they were attacking government property. What the hell do they think was going on in Minneapolis when the third precinct was overrun by Antifa and BLM, if that wasn't government property? Yet they weren't prosecuted. They were given a waiver from COVID rules. And now you've got, led by Tina Smith and Chuck Schumer, you've got politicians and activists from Planned Parenthood attacking the judicial branch of government, attacking the separation of powers, showing up at justices' homes. If you want to talk about sedition, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Far more so than anything that happened on January 6th.
Yeah. It's basically, I guess, if you put Chuck Schumer in the center of this, which I would say he's a lot to blame for. He definitely stirred the pot. Why aren't they trying to kick him out of the Senate?
Well, that's right. And when you consider the fact that he threatened Supreme Court justices, that Tina Smith has introduced legislation to pack the Supreme Court, which, while not illegal, is an attack on the judicial branch, because what she's saying is, if we don't get our way with 9 justices, we'll keep adding justices until we do get our way. Well, there goes judicial review. There goes the whole concept of judicial review and the idea that the Supreme Court will uphold the Constitution and determine whether legislative acts are constitutional or not. You can make an argument, sort of a Jeffersonian argument, that you don't like judicial review, but this is an attack on it. And that's what Tina Smith is doing, because her biggest benefactor is Planned Parenthood. And you know, here's another thing, too, that drives me nuts. They are attacking the Second Amendment and saying that look, you got to take away semi-automatic weapons, which include the most popular weapons. You can't have a ban on abortion because people will go get an abortion anyway. No, excuse me here. So people are going to defy a ban on abortion, but they won't defy a ban on guns. The bad guys won't. Does anybody in their right mind think for 1 minute that the law, the bill that was passed yesterday in the House, raising the requirement to 21 years of age to buy a semi-automatic weapon and limiting magazines to 15 rounds, will deter one criminal in Philadelphia, one shootout at the University of Minnesota, one San Francisco robbery? Does anybody seriously think for a minute that this law or this legislation would deter any of that, would stop any of that? Of course it won't. What it does, it makes a whole lot of Americans criminals in the eyes of the government. And that's what they want to do. Understand, part and parcel, quite frankly, of tyranny, is to make certain everybody's in violation of a law at some point. That way you can capriciously enforce the violations on your opponents. If everybody's in violation of a law, then everybody can be prosecuted, and the people in power can prosecute their opponents. That's what's going on, whether it's January 6th, whether it's gun control, whether it's any of this stuff. But you can't have the same people, you know, if you, like I say, if you really, really want to take guns out of the hands of criminals, which ought to be the goal. The goal isn't to disarm America. The goal ought to be to disarm the criminals, right? I think everybody could get on board. You want common ground, Matthew McConaughey? Say that. So if the goal is really to get guns out of the hands of bad people, then the goal ought to be to lock them up. But we don't. We let them out. Whether it's in Minneapolis, where you see repeat offender after repeat offender shooting up cars, shooting up the U, you name it. And the Minnesota media are just fine with that. So the goal is not to stop the crime. The goal is to criminalize the Second Amendment. It's not going to work because, as Clarence Thomas said, the Second Amendment is not an orphan. The Second Amendment has just as much standing as the First Amendment. So naturally, the left's goal is to repeal the First Amendment too, hence the attack on freedom of speech, climate deniers, COVID deniers, mask deniers. Oh, and once they eradicate, you can't. It's very, very difficult to selectively eradicate the Bill of Rights. You got to do it all, and that's what they're doing. Make no mistake, that's indeed what they're doing. 1-800-228-0550. That's 1-800-228-0550. One thing I wanted to add real quick before we go to the break on Dr. Jensen and the Minnesota surplus. And it doesn't matter whether it's North Dakota or Minnesota or South Dakota, wherever. But understand, these state governments are awash in revenue, partly because of the Fed and massive increases in the money supply, which has given us this inflationary environment. But that also shoves people into higher brackets eventually, and the government gets more revenue. Now, we have index brackets to some bracket creep, but as inflation does get you an increase in a wage, for instance, you can't buy more in physical goods, but you are shoved into a higher bracket eventually. And so the governments are awash in this revenue, and Minnesota's $50 billion budget biennium, which is shocking. I mean, which is absolutely shocking considering where it was just a decade ago. It's more than doubled. $9.3 billion in surplus that the DFL and Governor Walz don't want to give back permanently. And it looks like the deal hasn't been cut. There's no pressure to do this now because there's no pending budget year. The Minnesota government has a budget year and a bonding year. And if you don't get the budget done in the budget year, the government shuts down. Next year, that's what will happen. And if they don't get that tax cut permanent, they got to shut her down. I'm Jason Lewis. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
800-228-0550 is the number to call. 800-228-0550. Got open phones to the top of the hour as we wrap it up on What's on Your Mind. Dial now.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pastureland in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is What's On Your Mind. Welcome back. Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. That's the 3812 Memorial Highway, Mandan, North Dakota, covering Bismarck, Mandan. Schwann Buick GMC. By the way, Father's Day is coming up a week from Sunday. And if you're in the neighborhood and Dad could use a gift card, hook him up with a Schwann Buick GMC gift card. You know, service, oil changes, things like that. Not bad. And I'll tell you what, if you have not seen the new AT4 lineup from GMC, the new Sierras, beautiful. The all-new 22 Sierras are there. They've got some inventory, and the new Buicks as well. But you've got to get in. If you want what you want, and you want to get it ordered, you have to do that sooner than later. Of course, you can do it all online at SchwannBuickGMC.com. They have new Buicks, new GMCs arriving daily, but you got to hurry before they're gone. And again, over 75 pre-owned certified trucks and SUVs, all clearly marked and priced to sell, all makes, all models. Schwann Buick GMC, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. If you got any questions, just give them a call, 701-214-6372. Never any pressure. Great crew, Steve and the team. They're fantastic at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Couple of callers, Jason Lewis, last segment in for Scotty tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow. Let's go grab who's been on longer. Paul in Lake Park, Minnesota, talking about the insurrection. Paul, what's on your mind?
Glad to have you on.
Yeah, there's two things about that insurrection. A few weeks after it happened, I had heard on the radio that it was Antifa that instigated people to come into the Capitol building. And then after that, I never heard a word about it. And I wouldn't doubt that the Antifa people infiltrated the crowd and got them riled up because, you know, conservatives are law-abiding citizens. The only people that are very violent are on the left.
You know, and you bring up a point, really interesting point.
You know,
here.
Hold on one second. I was just going to tell you, Jason, too, I was there. And the one thing that we noticed was with Tom Campbell and my friend Alex Taylor, and the one thing we did notice is just that, Paul. We noticed guys walking around with body armor. They had U.S. flags on 2x4s, and they were screaming, "We're going to the Capitol! We're going to the Capitol!"
There's a couple.
And I thought, what's going on with you?
There's a couple of aspects here that really need some explanation. One, and this is where people have to use their good judgment and where you don't want to discredit your own good points. I don't believe for a moment that these shootings are deliberate. I think we've got a serious mental health problem that was exacerbated by COVID, but we've also had a mental health issue by isolating kids, by a whole host of things, and deinstitutionalization, which started in the Kennedy administration, instead of committing people who are clearly ill. That is the common denominator. It's not guns. Most gun owners don't commit shootings, but almost every person is mentally ill, and nobody wants to address that. So I don't go with the conspiracy, well, somebody's setting up these shootings. However, when you take a look at what happened in Michigan, when Governor Whitmer, and we now know the FBI was intimately involved, in fact, that's what the jury ruled, on a kidnapping of the Michigan governor was put forth by the right-wing group, when in fact it was infiltrated and was being promulgated by a setup. This is a total setup, entrapment. Now we've got the specter on January 6th of a guy named Ray Epps. And I would encourage everybody to watch Tucker Carlson tonight, because the 6th committee is going to release their report and the media is going to fawn over it. Carlson is going to delve into just what you guys are talking about. Why are we not investigating this character named Ray Epps, who was one of what Kevin was talking about and other people, instigators who were trying to rouse up the crowd to charge into to the Capitol? And this sort of thing is not a conspiracy. They were already caught in Michigan doing this.
I have a second point.
Yes.
The other day I heard that President Trump on January 4th had issued an order for 20,000 guard troops to be in Washington, D.C. Nancy Pelosi, and I heard this before too, Nancy Pelosi said, "No, we don't need that."
Right.
Now, doesn't that show that Trump wanted to make sure that there wasn't going to be any problems?
Yep, that's a fact.
Well, it is a fact. And Pelosi then said, "Trump, we don't need the National Guard during the summer of riots in 2020. But after the fact, as a show, they put more troops in Washington, D.C. than at any time at the Civil War. So the hypocrisy abounds." But, yeah, we have the history has not been written on January 6th. And so I don't want to go down that rabbit hole about these mass shootings, which I think are more a sign of mental illness. But when you're talking about the FBI being caught red-handed in instigating the Michigan fiasco, and it is not beyond the realm at all to wonder what in the hell happened in January 6th when you've got these people with walkie-talkies shouting and organizing, "Let's take the Capitol."
Yep, absolutely.
Nobody's talking
crazy
about it.
Nobody. We got Kevin and Cavalier. Kevin, you got about 30 seconds. We got to wrap things up on guns. What's up, buddy?
Okay, Biden and the Democrats want gun regulation. I think anybody who's a Democrat, you can go ahead and do that. I'll keep my freedom.
Yeah, just go ahead and give it in.
Yeah.
If they want to,
like that.
That is an interesting point. They hate guns more than they hate criminals, somebody said the other day, and I thought that's a pretty good explanation.
Very.
You've got 16 and 17-year-olds who may possess a shotgun or rifle without supervision if they have a certificate in Minnesota. The bill that was passed yesterday basically is going to affect that or ban that, which is going to affect hunting in Minnesota or North Dakota or any place. They are overreacting because they know what they want to do. Well, they want to make this a political issue.
And they're so far out ahead of an actual solution to the actual problem that it'll be years before any effect will actually come for securing the schools, I would say.
No,
all right, my man. Back tomorrow, right?
You got it, buddy. See you then.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Jason Lewis will join us tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Have a great day.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Hucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. And that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Hucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.